This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Just a day away from the California Jam here in Los Angeles. The Robert Scott Bell Show happening all over the world, and we're glad to be with you. Thanks for the Sacred Fire of Liberty and all y'all for participating. This hour, Bob Reeves from the IAOMT, another attorney. I don't know if it's attorney double dose today, Super Don, because of Jonathan Emord, but Reeves is a good guy, and he's taken on the FDA, part of the lawsuit against the Fear and Death Administration over their unwillingness to back down the dentist's use of mercury in amalgams. So we're going to continue that theme a little later in this show today.
Yeah, a little Law and Order going on today.
It is, yes. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Law and Order. I'm sorry, there's that sound effect. I knew it was there somewhere. We got the ongoing, a battle for health, freedom, and healing liberty. So why not involve some good guys and gals along with us for the ride? Now, ProPublica, they're some of the good guys. They've done some good work over the years, and they've pointed out what seems to be apparently obvious to everyone except the medical community, that if you accept money from drug companies, you'll likely prescribe their drugs in greater quantities than if you did not receive money from them. Why we're covering this? Well, it's because ProPublica has now come out with a report on this, that the drug company payments do indeed mirror doctors' brand name prescribing. Super Don, I just look at this and I go, I'm knocking my head going, really? We knew this? But I guess now they're lending more credibility to the inclination or thought form that, yeah, if you're going to give a doctor money and you're a drug company, they're not giving it for altruistic reasons. They expect some quid pro quo, even if the doctors deny it's happening.
Well, listen, I mean, we gave major, major props to ProPublica years ago when they came out with the Dollars for Docs database. ProPublica is one of the very few organizations out there that is doing true investigative journalism that is holding these doctors, feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. And this theory obviously has been around forever. It's almost a moment of duh.
Yes.
But ProPublica took it to the next step and actually went through all of the data, all of the research, all of the databases that are out there, the government, information, prescribing, et cetera, mm-hmm. and compiled all of this data to finally prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this theory that we have put out there for so long and so many other people have is actually true. And across the board, they have discovered that it doesn't matter whether they've received money or even if they've just received meals or any of these things, that it does in fact influence the doctor's prescribing habits, and that they will prescribe these name brand drugs from these companies versus, say, a generic or something, because listen, hey, you bought me lunch and you gave me tickets to the ball game and you gave me a vacation or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll scratch your back a little bit here and I'll prescribe your drug.
Yeah, it tends to be human nature, I think, and whether you think that's a good or a bad thing, I think just transparency is the needed resolution. Not necessarily saying doctors shouldn't take money from drug companies if that's part of their way of making money, but one of the conclusions says doctors who received more than $5,000 from drug companies in 2014 typically had the highest brand name prescribing percentages. Now, you may argue, well, they were going to prescribe the drug anyway, maybe, but those who did not receive those payments tended to prescribe the generic version, the less expensive version of those drugs in higher numbers. So the influence on the cost of so-called healthcare, we call disease management when it comes to drug managing diseases or symptoms, it really is a factor of, look, what the best doctor that money can buy, according to the drug companies anyway. And they don't put this money out altruistically and not expect something in return. That's just not the way business works, I guess. I granted, there are charitable organizations and businesses give to charities and things, but to some degree, you'll have to say, well, the benefit to the business is that they're perceived as a good community steward or something along those lines. So there's benefit to them as well. I think individually giving to charity without expecting reward, without even if you're anonymous, that could be the argument of someone who's truly altruistic. But having said that, this isn't really an argument about whether somebody's good or bad as much as it is if they all had to wear the logos of the drug companies that they were getting money from, kind of like NASCAR. We talked about that for Congress. That's what we need, NASCAR jackets for doctors.
That would definitely be interesting, wouldn't it? Walking around with a patch for every drug company that's been paying you money.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think that would be kind of cool in a way, but I don't know. Listen, the results of this, not a shock, not a surprise. We knew this already, but it is cool to see ProPublica coming out and presenting this data so you can't have the naysayers out there. That's not true. That has no effect on the...
It does, too. Whoops.
Well, right. Okay. But so what they're doing now is they're falling back on the argument of, listen, if we don't prescribe these drugs to these drug companies are putting out there, then we aren't contributing to their R&D budget, which will allow them to discover new and improved drugs that will help, with the war on cancer or the war on diabetes or the war on whatever.
Yeah. Doctor, is that a stethoscope in your pocket, or are you just wearing a Pfizer patch because you're happy to see me? What is that?
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, you gotta admit, if you're a doctor, you're working massive hours, you don't get out of the office very much, that when the cheerleader with the big boobs comes over and wants to take you out to lunch, you want to keep that coming back, right?
Yeah, a little joy during the day, right? Yeah, listen, there are, there's a doctor featured in this article who takes money. He says, listen, I don't take a salary. This is where I get the money from. And I just want people to be clear about our perspective on this. I don't criticize doctors for trying to make a living, do a little better. That's not my point in this article. But the transparency that's required, that if you're going to see a doctor, and if the doctor is not disclosing that he or she is receiving some subsidies from a particular drug company, that will color the way they prescribe, their prescribing habits. Obviously, we would like to see a full level playing field for all healers to compete so that you can make a decision about which direction you want to go. But even within the monopoly, to have some level of transparency to find out, which doctors are getting these payments. The ProPublica, is covered with the dollars for docs in a way that perhaps you can go in with your eyes a little bit more open, and clearly seeing what you're likely to get from Dr. X, Y, or Z, depending on the money he is or is not receiving from a particular drug company. So this is really a good service, it is, but it is on another level a moment of duh, but we've degraded from that point of awareness for many years. We go in with our eyes closed and go, doc, just fix me. Just give me a pill, right? Whatever it is, I don't care. And hopefully a third-party payer, whether it be government or semi-private, covers it. And then we won't complain. Everybody will be happy. We'll go home and we'll take our drugs. But that is also rapidly changing. And I think, too, in terms of holistic medicine, you may find the same thing. You want to know, what are the relationships between holistic doctors and dietary supplement companies? This is not to say that they are inappropriately prescribing supplements and or drugs, but the question is, would you rather know going in this kind of information, or do you just want to be blinded by, you know, the lab coat again and say, whatever the doctor says is golden because it's godlike?
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Good article there. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you ever miss a show, go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast. Also, GCN, of course, our syndicator, carries it first, and then Talk Network as well, with great, great outlets for previous shows, Epic Times, and, of course, UK Health Radio, and now SoundCloud. Let's see, the letter-writing campaign. Now, we talked earlier, last hour, I think we mentioned the Dark Act was defeated thanks to the outrage of the public on the issue of GMO labeling. Now, the CDC is here to tell you that they're doing a wonderful job in regard to prescription painkillers, right? The overuse and abuse and the overprescription of opioids, very dangerous, very deadly. Well, the CDC is justifying its budget because they're very concerned. They've seen the issue. They've heard about it. They know it's. They're aware of it. So what have they done? They wrote a letter.
Hey, yay!
That's right. That we have a new advisory from the CDC. What? What does it say? Well, we're stressing that doctors, especially primary care physicians, should try to avoid these addictive opioid painkillers whenever possible for patients with most forms of chronic pain. We've just sent a letter. See? We're the CDC. We do good work. We're covered. Now we can go back to taking our multi-billion-dollar budgets from the American taxpayer, promoting vaccines and other drugs, and, of course, shouting down people who question anything about what we do, particularly in our promotion and distribution of vaccination. So how effective will this letter-writing campaign be? We've talked about this issue about writing letters. It's one thing to write a letter and say, hey, we think you ought to, you know, do something a little different, versus, you know, getting a letter to say you shall pay the tax that we say you owe or you're going to prison, right? A very different impact. The CDC basically is saying you should just try to avoid these things. How effective is this going to be, Superdon?
This is kind of like the, a note coming to your parents from the principal about, you know, I mean, this is nothing. This is not. These are guidelines. This is a suggestion from the CDC that perhaps maybe you ought to try prescribing something else before you prescribe an opioid painkiller. Mm-hmm. Now, the doctor is not going to take that and go, you know what, the CDC said that maybe this might be a good idea, so I'm going to change. No, he's the doctor. He's the one that makes the decision. He's the one that decides whether you should or not, and he's also the guy who's getting paid or not paid, as it may be, by the pharmaceutical companies to prescribe these things. So is this going to have an impact on the doctor's prescribing habits? I don't think so.
No, not unless they threaten them with loss of license or something. That, you know, human nature, again, it's like, oh, the CDC said I should try. Okay, right, I got the letter, got the memo. Now carry on, business as usual, and let's keep taking those payments from those particular drug companies that want me prescribing at high levels. All right, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs. Coming back with Bob Reeves and our ongoing discussion from the IAOMT, of which I keep screwing up on what the IAOMT is, so enjoy that as well. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
IAOMT, that's the International Academy of Oral Metal Toxicology.
Medicine.
Yeah. You know what? I say whatever I want to say here. It's medicine toxicology. Because it's medical toxicology. It is true that modern medicine is toxic. So it makes sense.
Well, that's true. It is metal toxicology, but technical name is International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology.
Oh, man. You know, I've been blowing it ever since. But, again, that's how I create my own reality.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
No, it's okay. You know who I'm talking to? It's Bob Reeves, and he's an attorney. He's going to bust me over this stuff, so I'm not gonna fight back. I'm not going to push back. Bob's a good guy, though, even though he's an attorney. He's one of the good guys, and I've known him for a number of years, and he's fighting a good fight in health freedom. And you've actually overcome a lot of, let's say, health challenges yourself to give you personal motivation as to why you're practicing law in this arena. And that's an interesting thing before we get to the FDA lawsuit or the lawsuit against FDA.
Well, I really got into this out of curiosity 30 years ago before I knew that any of my health problems were related to this or that I had health problems that could have been as serious as they were.
Yeah.
But when I look back and reflect now, I know a lot more about what mercury did to me personally and what it does to a lot of other people.
Right, right.
I mean, it causes all kinds of problems in the society, from diabetes to autism to Alzheimer's disease.
Well, going back to the dawn of homeopathy in Hahnemann, you know, in the Materia Medica, there is no system that mercury can't impact negatively. There is no disease that you could say has nothing to do with mercury.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. It interferes with every biological process in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And my view is that what symptoms you wind up with because that's where you've got the least protection for that particular problem.
Right. Your vulnerabilities, if you will.
Right.
And this Achilles heel, so to speak, that we all have, even though it might not manifest in our heel, is that exposure to mercury.
And, you know, one of the reasons it's so difficult for the medical profession to get hold of this is it doesn't have typical signature symptoms that go with the various diseases that people go in there for, and therefore they don't get it. But it does have some hallmark symptoms, which mm-hmm. are depression,
yeah,
anxiety, insomnia, that are endemic in our society.
Yeah, there's so many things. Like I said, anything that somebody comes to me, especially if it's an aggravated condition seemingly without cause, that the doctors are mystified, I just go, let's look at the mercury issue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked off the air about some of your story and history before. I don't know if we've said it on the air, but there's a disease called ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease, right? And, you know, we all know from watching some of the old movies about it, and, you know, they got the, you know, I consider myself the luckiest man. I mean, Lou Gehrig, you know, put a face to this thing. At that time in the 20th century, you know, heavy metals were being used in pesticides and other exposures. I don't know who has looked back on Lou Gehrig's life to say what might have been really the cause in his case.
Right.
But certainly anytime I see neurological degradation, you name it, whatever you want, there is always going to be mercury involved nowadays.
If there's an immune disorder, they say this is an immune disorder, we don't know what causes it, like lupus.
Yeah.
Or if it's a neurological disorder, mercury is likely to be involved. Not always, but likely.
Yeah, and more often than not, it indeed is. It's insidious. So you've taken it upon yourself because you had mercury amalgams from dentists mm-hmm. removed from your mouth back in when, the 80s?
84.
1984. That's before I think any of us knew anything about that. So you plugged in somehow. By the grace of God, somebody hooked you up.
Well, I borrowed some tapes from my dentist. My dentist was mercury-free at the time. And he had a tape by a guy named Hal Huggins on mercury toxicity.
I was thinking Hal Huggins had to be in there somewhere.
And I didn't know who Hal Huggins was, and I assumed this tape on mercury toxicity was about environmental toxicity from mercury being dumped or something like that. But I listened to it, and at the time, I had sciatic in my right leg, and the tooth that corresponds to the right leg had a filling that had loosened. And I'm thinking, are these two things related? I mean, is mercury the cause of my sciatica? And I visited shortly after that with a PhD who was an administrator at a dental school.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, who was a mercury, medical sociologist.
Okay.
And I asked them, is this crazy that this could be causing my problems? They said no.
They said no. All right.
It could be. They weren't saying it couldn't be. Okay. They were saying it could be.
Okay. Well, this is back in the 1980s. All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to revisit Back to the Future with Bob Reeves, and then we'll get into the lawsuit against the FDA on mercury amalgams. They know what they're doing, and we'll prove it after the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with Bob Reeves, been at the battle for health freedom for a lot of years in the legal profession, and speaking specifically to your story about recognizing mercury toxicity as a source of potentially ALS type symptoms that you acknowledge in yourself, and you had people say, well, it could be. I mean, that again, back in the 80s, there was not a lot of discussion of mercury then.
No.
Like there is today.
There wasn't. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, again, you were ahead of your time, but again, the suffering that you had led you to a path in your life that was probably different than you imagined you might get into.
Yeah, but the path also helped me with the suffering. I mean, I don't know. It's a chicken-egg discussion because I can't say which came first. I mean, I found out from this tape of Hal Huggins about mercury, and I wasn't thinking about my health. I was just thinking about this is crazy that this stuff apparently is toxic. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that impressed me was that the studies that showed if you took a 25-year-old amalgam out, a lot of the mercury was missing. Well, that mercury had to go into the person, and mercury is highly toxic. I knew that.
Yes. So you get the amalgams removed. Was it the heavens open up in a moment, or did you now have to start your journey anew?
Well, they didn't open up in a moment, but that did some things for me because I'd been fighting high blood sugar, and that seemed to resolve slowly but surely. And I'd also had gallbladder problems, and that seemed to get better. But I can't really say that those were necessarily caused by mercury. But in retrospect, knowing what I know that how mercury can interfere with blood sugar, I think that it was very beneficial.
Right. So it led you, obviously, on a personal healing journey and a professional journey to take on what I would consider the bad guys on this issue that are trying to deny the reality that mercury is toxic. And, you know, nobody can actually argue it isn't toxic, but they'll say in the small quantities, if it's injected, if it's in your teeth, they'll still try to pretend that it's not an issue anymore.
Well, yeah, that's right. There are a lot of lies going out about mercury, about fluoride, about toxins generally. And I hate to say it, but an awful lot of it's coming from industry and the government, and a lot of it is not being honest.
Yeah, no, that's an understatement. Now, if we're to call them to the carpet, you know, a lot of times people will petition, they'll sign petitions, and, you know, yet seemingly the FDA, with all of the access to science that it has, not acting. On a global level, we talked about international treaties now being signed about mercury use in medicine, in dentistry, and still the FDA has not put a statement, stop it, no more, right? Now, is there plausible deniability from the FDA to say, well, we really aren't sure yet? Or is there a way that you can bust them dead to rights to say, no, you guys do know? That's the question here.
Well, to back up, I guess, I wrote a letter to the FDA in 1981 telling them this stuff was toxic and they need to get rid of it. And I thought they'd take that seriously, but they didn't. And we filed suit against them in 1992 and filed suit against them in 2006. And that forced them to classify mercury fillings as one item instead of classifying mercury as safe and the mercury alloy is a class 2. Mm-hmm. And then Jim Turner, Jim Love, and I have filed suit against them again. Jim just finished drafting an opposition to their motion to dismiss for lack of federal standing.
When was that suit filed, the new one?
We actually filed it early in 2014 to get the FDA to respond to the petitions we'd filed back in 2009.
Wow.
And there were four petitions, and they were supposed to answer those in 180 days, and they could extend it for 90 days. And after years, we filed this complaint, and they said, oh, we'll do it, but we need time.
Well, how much time do you need?
Well, that's what Judge Hovell said back in 2008 when they said, we need time to classify this. And she said, you've had 32 years to do this. You haven't done what the act mandated for 32 years. And this is government at its worst.
So now what state is this? I understand that there's a whistleblower document that has been made available that basically says the FDA did know. They had in their possession scientific evidence that the mercury amalgams were not safe, are not safe. Is that true?
Yeah, they had a draft, and Jim Turner and Jim Love got that draft from a whistleblower with inside the FDA, and that draft basically, they were going to release it, but it was stopped upstairs. It was stopped by Health and Human Services, apparently, or by the White House. I'm not sure which, and we don't know which, but the draft was scheduled to be released as a rule in January of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4 years ago, I guess, if my mirrors aren't off. And that draft, which has been publicized by the McClatchy News Service, written by Greg Gordon in more than one article, basically said mercury is a very poor filling material, and its use should be minimized. It shouldn't be used in women, children, shouldn't be used in anybody with a neurological disorder. It shouldn't be used in anybody with kidney disease, if my memory is correct, and should only be used when there's no other suitable filling material, which some dentists claim if you have a real wet location, you have to use amalgam and you can't use composite. Mm-hmm. But it really would have been the death knell for this filling material. And this filling material, there's no excuse for using it.
So somebody in the executive branch of government at that point said, nah, you're not releasing this. We don't know who. Now, is this suit about finding out who stopped
Or is it
about compelling them to respond accordingly?
It's now because they responded to our petition, and when they responded to our petition, where they said mercury's perfectly safe in filling materials, no reason to place any limitations on it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we amended the complaint. Asked that they be required to place it in Category 3, which means they have to prove safety is one of the claims. And if they have to prove safety, they can't prove safety.
Yeah, we know that.
And it should be in Category 3 because it's an implant in the body. And FDA law and federal law requires that an implant in the body has to be proven as safe because it's under Category 3.
Right. To whose detriment would this be if they acknowledge this? Obviously, somebody doesn't want to pay the piper on this, and that's why all the way up in the executive branch, this has not been released.
Well, I think it was the amalgam manufacturers and the American Dental Association, which don't want to be held accountable for this debacle.
Yeah, it is a debacle. And as I've talked to others, including David Kennedy here at IAOMT, when you recognize the damage that this mercury does and the many ailments and illnesses, including neurological degradation, you suffer, and you say, I want this out of my body, no insurance coverage for you. You got to pay it out of pocket, which means a lot of folks are stuck, absolutely stuck. I think that's the liability they're afraid of, isn't it?
That's the liability they're afraid of, but people are also stuck because they don't know that's what happened to them. And when they get to go to the doctor doesn't dream that's what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to a neurologist in 2003 to see if I had ALS because I knew enough by working with Boyd Haley and working with this organization, and I wrote the section on ALS for the petition to the FDA, so I knew there were 10 studies that connected ALS to mercury. So I was already doing a lot of things to detoxify, but I was developing symptoms of ALS. I've always been pretty athletic, and I was having trouble running, playing soccer with my youngest son in a church soccer league with father and sons, and I guess mothers were in there too, and daughters. And I'm pulling muscles I didn't know I had that you could pull.
Now, information on this lawsuit is available at the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, IOMT.org. You can actually call them up if you have questions about this or want to know more about the organization. Maybe become a member, 863-420-6373, area code 863-420-6373. Bob, we got a few minutes left. Maybe we can briefly touch on the detoxification. You and I, we have an affinity for selenium.
Absolutely. Mercury has an affinity for selenium and for sulfur, and our body operates on sulfur proteins and selenoproteins. And that's they have at their core of their operation those two elements, sulfur and selenium.
Mm-hmm.
And so mercury goes into your body, it binds to both of those. And so in the process of detoxifying, not only do you want to take mercury out, which selenium will do and to some extent sulfur will do, but you want to eat a diet that's rich in sulfur. So you want to eat garlic, ginger, onions, brassicas vegetables, which is cauliflower, broccoli, bok choy, etc., and eggs. The yellow of the eggs is
a lot of sulfur rich.
A lot of sulfur.
Yeah.
And Sam Ziff's been telling people for almost 40 years now, I think, to eat sulfur if you've got mercury toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you looked into the use of other forms of sulfur like MSM?
Yes. In fact, I take 2 tablespoons of MSM a day myself personally.
Yeah.
I take fulvic or humic acid for minerals.
Excellent.
I take some other minerals besides that. I found that I have to take 2,000 micrograms. That's 1/1 of a gram of selenium, and I have to take the type that doesn't have. There are only 2 types that really work. One is yeast bound, and the other is sodium selenite. It's selenium bound to sodium, and you want to make sure you don't get any magnesium stearate in it, because magnesium stearate, at least in some of the MSDS, is not approved for human use.
Yes.
It's toxic to the liver, and it's a cumulative dose. And it's in most of these supplements, unfortunately.
True. You got to look out for it. And again, we've been using a whole food form bound, I believe, grown in yeast, but not concerned because it's not the same kind of yeast that people are worried about with yeast infections. But that's another story for another day. But the selenium being critical, and you're at living proof that you can take a lot more than those at FDA. And a lot of medical doctors will acknowledge that you can take it safely if you're doing the right form.
Well, and if you're going to take a whole lot, you ought to know some of the symptoms of selenium toxicity. You can do a search for that.
It's fairly simple.
It's fairly simple, but I mean, if you have garlic breath, if your hair's falling out, if you have white spots, one of the symptoms of too much selenium is neurological disorders, but that's very rare from selenium, and it's very common from mercury.
Right, exactly. And I think that this is something, as we've seen, with the form that I've utilized, we've talked about, nobody yet has come, even if they're taking over 1,000 micrograms a day, have shown any evidence of selenotoxicity. The form matters is the point. You don't want to just get some synthetic isolates, and you mentioned the magnesium stearate, which is excellent that you do that. And so this is helping you to get well, and it's helping a lot of others to get well. And Bob Reeves.
Can I say one other thing about selenium?
After the break.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you over. Bob Reeves is with us here from IAOMT. And we're going to talk a little bit more about selenium detoxification from mercury and continue our discussion with one more segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why do we do it? Because we want to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, and that's with each and every one of you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatment? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Bob Reeves is here, and we want to talk about a little bit more about selenium and more. But also, you mentioned to me an organization I know of, and it's related to what we're talking about. Maybe more participatory for our listening audience, and that's DAMS. D-A-M-S
stands for Dental Amalgam Mercury Syndrome.
And our buddy Leo Cashman, great guy. I've had him on over the years. There's a phone number if you want to know more about DAMS. 651-644-4572, 651-644-4572, and you can go to dams.cc and learn more about that. Bob, you're just a wealth of information. A little bit more on selenium, also some stories, some folks that you know.
Okay, let me just say that IOMT is not a membership organization here. It's a professional organization.
Sure. Now, I thought they were just telling me that because they didn't want me to be a member.
No. But in terms of, I found that selenium was very beneficial for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of other things. I've already mentioned I took sulfur, I took minerals, but selenium, the Institute of Medicine says don't take more than 400 micrograms. And I started off taking a small dose, but when I got into these symptoms of ALS, I started taking 500 micrograms. And I held my symptoms at bay with ALS, but Boyd Haley had told me that given my genetics and the fact that I was already suffering, that I was going to wind up with dementia. And without going into the details, I had symptoms of dementia about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked because of all the things I'd done. But,
you're sharp as a tack now, my friend.
Well, thank you. But I did things that didn't make any sense to me, that my brain knew how to do it,
mm-hmm.
and wasn't doing it right. It was just my brain was being idiotic. And so I upped my selenium from 500 to 1,000 milligrams.
Micrograms. Yeah.
Micrograms.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's That's about okay. a millionth of a gram.
Yep.
And that didn't help. I went up to 1,500 micrograms.
Yeah.
And it helped, but I still wasn't really back.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to 2,000 micrograms, and my brain was back. And a couple of times since then, I've lowered it down to 500 micrograms, and I've gotten trouble health-wise.
Right.
I got eczema one time.
Oh, I was thinking the liver could use additional support in these cases because drainage, detox, that's my focal point. And that
well, and milk thistle is critical for the liver. It's critical for mercury detox because milk thistle causes the liver to produce bile, B-I-L-E, also called GALF, and it's stored mm-hmm. in the gallbladder and squeezed out. And it enhances digestion. And it binds up toxins, particularly mercury, and takes them out in the feces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So not only have I used that to my own benefit, but I've used it to people that I know. Two church members recently, I told them, I said, I can't tell you what to do. All I can tell you was what I would do. I can't practice medicine. But one of them was having memory problems, and I gave her milk thistle and selenium and said, try them. And the week later, she told me her memory was back.
Mm.
The other one had lupus,
mm-hmm.
and I told her I thought mercury had a role in it, and it turned out that it did, and I'm just being real short and quick with this, but I gave her those two things, and she improved dramatically in 4 weeks, and all her lupus symptoms disappeared. Now, I'm not saying that'll happen with everybody with lupus, but mercury is so pervasive. I said mm-hmm. this earlier. If you've got an immune system disorder, which means the doctors don't know what causes it,
mm-hmm.
or you've got a neurological disorder, which means the doctors don't know what caused it, then you ought to consider treating it as mercury toxicity. And I'll tell you one other real quick story. I ran into a woman once who was suffering from kidney rejection. I said, why don't you get a kidney transplant? She said, I'm not eligible for it. They say it's an immune system. I'm attacking my own kidneys, and I should have been exposed to lead. And I said, where'd you work? And she told me she was secretary. I said, where before that? I said, a dental office. I said, did you prepare amalgam fillings and get mercury all over your hands? And she said, yes. I said, go back and tell your nephrologist that you've been highly exposed to mercury, which is at least 10, some people think 100, and some people think 1,000 times more toxic than lead.
Yes.
And yeah. I never saw her again. I don't know what happened to her, but there's well, another tragedy. People
yeah.
are dying of this, and they don't know what's
needlessly,
happening to them.
I agree. Bob, appreciate you. You know that. And
yes.
What you shared today. Thank you, my friend. And what you shared today is extraordinary. It will help many people, and we're going to continue following up on this, not only the lawsuit to make FDA do what they should be doing, but also bringing the story to the people where we're not waiting for
yeah.
for the bureaucratic oligarchy to get off their aspirin and do the right thing.
This country has a lack in their government and in our business institutions and all the supposed foundations for our health, or most of them,
mm-hmm.
a lack of honesty and integrity. And that makes me, it depresses me. It makes me want to cry.
This government is mercury toxic.
Yeah.
We need to detoxify them. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a bit, whether it's today or tomorrow. We'll be back. We got a lot more healing to go. Bob Reeves, thank you for being here at IOMP. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.